that I want to give us, and in my opinion, maybe the most important, and Rabbi Pliskin says
what
this is
this picture?
We're going there. I'm going there in a minute. Is that it's something that actually came to a chiddush in my head, which happened during a really hard time in my life. And it's happened since in hard times in my life. I come to this intuition, this truth, during hard times sometimes. And that is that happiness is a thought in my brain. It's not outside of me. It's all right there. It's right there in my brain. And that itself is huge. Happiness is a thought. Moods come from our thoughts, which comes from our brains. And so what that means is it's not external. It's internal, which means I can choose to focus on happy thoughts, and I can choose to be happy no matter what. And I came to that during really broken times, and I actually experimented with it. And like, sometimes when you're in such a bad place, you're like, you don't want to go through that whole process of mourning. And sometimes it's just like, you know what, I'm going to be happy. Like, I'm just, forget that. You know? That's lame. And like, I can't say it like it solves, you know, everything immediately, but try it. Try it when you expect yourself to go into this like sad place, because that's what happened the last five times. And then, I'm going to just do happiness provoking actions and think happiness provoking things. And it actually worked. I actually got happy. I went for a run. I played sports. And I was really happy really quickly at times when everyone thought I should have been really broken. And they're like, no, you must really be sad. I'm like, no, I'm really happy. Like, really? Are you sure? No, like, I'm telling you. And it worked. Because happiness is a thought. And it's such an amazing thought right there. To think happy, be happy. Because imagine the following scenario. Everything's perfect in your life, right? You got a great job, a great wife, but you're having terrible health problems. Can that cause you to be happy, unhappy?
Yeah.
Imagine you have amazing health. You have amazing shalom bias, but your job is, your boss is driving you crazy. Can that cause you to be unhappy all the time? Imagine you have amazing job, but shalom bayis, it's terrible. You're fighting all the time. Could that cause you to be unhappy? Imagine you have all that perfect, but your kids acting up, right? Okay, we don't. The point I'm making is that there's literally 5 million things in life which all need to be going perfectly in order for us to be in a perfectly blissful state. And if we could achieve that, then great. We have a perfect job, perfect job, perfect, amazing if we're always there. But most likely, one of the million things in life that can go wrong at some point in our life will be going wrong, which leaves us humans to be in a very bad place if we need everything to be going right. But if instead of needing everything to be going right, I can learn that despite whatever's going on externally in my life, I can still be in an inner state of hishtavus, or equanimity, that is the key. Nothing in the external can really change my life. It's ultimately up to me to choose happy thoughts and think happy thoughts. So that makes sense, and that would make sense how we can be obligated to be happy, and Hashem wants us to be happy. And that, I think, is the truth, that it's all in our brain. And we need to learn to choose happiness thoughts no matter what, in every situation. Doesn't mean I'm always going to be bouncing off the wall with happiness in an external way, but that inner calm, inner connection to Hashem, inner connection to myself, that's what we're yearning towards through our thoughts. Nothing on the outside. It's all through our thoughts. Equanimity?
No, if instead of needing everything to go right, if I can learn to that despite
it all. Good. And that's what I put on these pictures, people fighting negative thoughts, people struggling with negative thoughts. That's something we all, Hashem programmed us, unfortunately, to have this nature, to have negative thoughts and to view the negative more than the positive. Women a little bit more than men have this issue. I don't remember. It was cute at the time when I put it in. I'm just, thinking about what many people do. Oh, let's review our day and rewind all the bad things that happened to me in my day and watch really bad movies over and over in my head. That'll make me a happy person. Like, no, that doesn't make you happy. You're just watching sad movies. And yet we do that all the time. We regurgitate all the bad and the negative in our head. And when we dwell upon the negative, it just makes us sad. And what's the best way to not get a second date with a girl? If the first date, all you talk about is how bad life is and how everything stinks, and oh, what was your worst moment you've ever had in life? That's a great topic to associate you with negative things. Like that negative just brings negative. And so our job is, like in this picture, to draw the happiness into the circle, draw the sadness into the circle. It's from that movie. It's a movie where they have different. I'll get back to you. Different emotions are expressed
inside out.
Yeah, inside out. And watch the movie if you haven't watched it. It's a really great movie. And that sad, depressed person is being drawn into the circle. We need to learn to draw those depressed thoughts into our happiness circle, or just push them away to let the more and more happy thoughts flow through our head. And again, a happy person can also be sad sometimes, or Shlomo says. That's okay. But the most important thing is that even while you're sad, don't stop being happy. Which means don't stop being connected and recognizing that I'm going to keep provoking those happiness-stimulating thoughts. I'm going to keep journeying towards happy, even though there are sad thoughts sometimes flowing through my head. It's okay that there are sad thoughts flowing through my head, but that's all they are. They're just thoughts. They come in, they come out. When you do certain situations, provoke certain sad thoughts, just because a sad thought comes through my head doesn't make it true. The question is, will I focus on the happiness thoughts? Will I do actions that provoke happiness? Or will I do actions which provoke sadness? And our actions and our focus will determine whether we are happy or not. Okay? And there ain't enough room for the both of us, as I put here. You can't both be thinking sad thoughts and happy thoughts at the same time. Okay? It doesn't work. So if we learn to choose and focus on happy thoughts, then we can't think sad thoughts. Like, try this. The next time you have something really painful happen to you, like you stubbed your toe, and then just try to think of happy things. Happy things. There's no space in your brain for the sad things to enter in because you can't think two thoughts at the same time. So if we learn to focus on the happiness thoughts and train our brains to focus on the happiness thoughts, there won't be time in our lives for the sad things, for the sad thoughts. Okay? Now I want to run through a few Torah sources on this. Beautiful. But let's do it. Okay, so a few Torah thoughts. A lot of these are from Rabbi Zelig Pliskin's book, Happiness. Okay. Where am I? Okay. Likutei Eitzos, Rabbi Nachman. This one is on my source sheets. It's not on yours, guys. We can't think two thoughts at the same time. When negative thoughts arise, you don't need to fight them. Make an effort to think positive thoughts, and the negative thoughts will disappear. If your whole day you're filling your life with positivity, there's no time, there's no space for negative to enter into your life. Okay? Rabbi Nachman says, here's an analogy. Sometimes when people are happy and they dance, they grab someone outside the circle who is depressed and gloomy. Against his will, they bring him into the circle of dancers. Against his will, they force him to be happy along with them. Here's what Rabbi Nachman is saying, like we said with Inside Out, bring two actions which cause which drag the negative into the positive.
I remember learning that.
Okay, Rav Simcha Zessel of Kelm is from the Musar School of Thought. He writes, there are people who let their minds gather anything and everything in a completely disorderly manner. This can be compared to a garbage pail. Much junk and waste with a small amount of edible materials. A person is obligated to work on having an orderly mind and decide what thoughts he will think about. Personally, I felt like that was one of the most powerful quotes. He's saying, so many people, we just let different experiences come inside our brain. We watch different movies, we do different YouTube videos, and we just think, it doesn't affect me, it's just things. Basically, what we're doing is we're filling our bucket, which is our life, with negative And we're not making order in our life. And the job of a Jew, this is a very Musar type of thing, is to make order. What am I focusing on? Am I focusing on happiness-provoking thoughts? Am I focusing on my avodas Hashem? Am I focusing on the challenge ahead of me? Or am I letting negative and confusion clutter up my brain? Am I just letting anything into my brain? And if we're doing that, we're in trouble, because our brain is passively, naturally negative. So we have to learn to take control through the intellect of what thoughts and what emotions come through my head, because thoughts are thoughts generate the emotions that flow through our heads. Okay?
Can you do that quote thing again, but a little bit slower?
Yes, I'll say it one more time. Also, now that we're at the end of the year, I can tell you, I can send you the quotes. I can send you my source sheet if anybody's interested. I can send you everything. But there are people who let their minds gather anything and everything in a completely disorderly manner. This can be compared to a garbage pail, much junk and waste with a small amount of edible materials. A person is obligated to work on having an orderly mind and decide what thoughts he will think about. Okay? You got to decide, what am I focusing on? And focus and focus and focus. A person is obligated to work on having an orderly mind and decide what thoughts he will think about. Decide what you're going to think about. Don't just think what you're going to think about. What thoughts am I going to focus on? Rabbi Nachman says, you have the ability to control your thoughts. Even if your thoughts wander, you can bring them back and focus on what you wish. He's talking about in tefillah, but it's true in everything in life. You can shut the door to the negative thoughts. You can learn to control your thoughts. We may have an irrational tendency, as Mesillas Yesharim writes, to go towards the negative, but we can control the positive.
The person is obligated to work on having an orderly mind and decide what to focus on.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. One more really, really important statement. There's a whole different school of thought, and that is based on the Tanya. The Tanya says, you don't have to do anything to be happy. You are a chelik of Elohim. What you have to do is let your brain filter back to its normal state, which is happiness. What blocks us from that happiness state? Negativity, negative thoughts. They'll learn to stop the negative thoughts, and then we will automatically be happy. You don't have to jump towards happy. You don't have to do anything. It kind of throws my whole course off. Okay? But I have to mention anyway. You are happy. You're happy. Just don't let anything get in the way. And you will be happy. Okay? The soul is a part of God. Surrender to Hashem. Be in a state of bitul. Okay. What's the practical exercise of the week? Now that we got the idea,
be happy.
Be happy. Okay, be happy, everybody. No. How do you do that? How do you know? So, what's our happiness goal of the week? So, the truth is, you could do a lot with this year. For sure, as a bonus point, ask yourself what makes you happy. Ask yourself, how can I generate more happiness in my life? For sure, do that. Okay, and ask, how can I practically add happiness boosters in my life in any way? But I want to do also a communal shtick. Okay, you can do both, and I can hold you accountable to both. But here's what I want us to do: something very simple. It's called a mantra. I want us to remind ourselves every day, several times throughout the day, about the importance of being happy. That's it. I want us to read and verbalize every day. I was thinking 3 times a day, morning, afternoon, and night, at a set time, to read a statement which talks and reminds our brain about the importance and focus of happiness. Okay? This can work very well with your to-do list. It can be part of your goal list. And you don't have to do anything that we've done in our shiur today, but I made a little source sheet. You guys can take it. And you can pick one. Or if you want, you can pick a different one every day. That's okay too. It's not really important. It doesn't have to be on this source sheet. I didn't put everything on this source sheet. You could do something that inspired you from this year. You can go on the internet and look up stuff. I don't really care. It's not really important. The important thing is to be reminding our brain over and over and over again about the importance of happiness, and I'm curious to see if that will go for it. Yeah, absolutely. Your wife will fill you in on what you missed. The important thing is to be reminding our brain about the principles that we're learning in Shir, because it's very nice. You go for an hour, you hear a nice class, beautiful. But we all know it's not about that. It's about repeating and repeating and repeating and repeating. There's a beautiful Gemara which talks about Rabbi Preda that repeated to his student 400 times until he remembered the Gemara. Okay? Now, Musar school of thought teaches us that's not just the student, but every one of us is that student. We need to remind ourselves over and over and over again, 400 times, a million times, what we want to learn, because that's the only way of training our brain. It's like a muscle. You need to reiterate it, okay? And like in the cute little picture of Stuart Smalls, I don't know if you guys remember this from Saturday Night Live, he used to look at the mirror and say, I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me, right? This is a positive, I forgot the word, but when you say affirmation, okay? Which was all the rave in the 80s. Doggone it. It's a slang. It doesn't mean anything. It's so okay. Whatever. It's basically just the point is you need to verbalize it. Just like you need to dive in verbally, you need to verbalize it. He was trying to make himself feel good about himself, so he would speak in the mirror, which is what a lot of affirmations do. I'm not asking you guys to do that. I just want you to verbalize or write three times a day your affirmation to be happy. You can also add in a practical thing you want to do to be happier today, something that's going to make you happy. That's a bonus point. You get two stickers for that. And finally, I want to end off our shir with this book. Okay? This is my favorite book when it comes to relationships. Okay? Me and Daniel have discussed it before. That's this picture of George Pensky. So whether you're married or not, I really recommend this book. And George Pransky, in the Relationship Handbook, has a whole chapter dedicated to showing how internalizing this idea that thoughts are in our head and thoughts are the key to happiness is the key to having a happy marriage. I think we've touched upon this before, that the key to intimacy, the key to love, is good feelings between the couple. And the way to create those good feelings in any relationship, not just husband and wife, is positivity, is joy, is happiness. And so many couples make the crucial bad mistake of communicating negativity. And that doesn't solve the problem, that just creates more negativity. Okay? So instead of communicating about how bad everything is, if we learn to, when everything's are neutral or positive, to communicate good, to be positive, to express that, then our relationship will be strong. And then once in a while, when things are a little rough, we can say in a positive way how we want things to improve, how we'd like things to get better. Not to complain, but the key to a strong relationship is just being happy and focusing on being happy. And expressing happiness and being a happy person to be around and being positive. And if you do that, you can foster a love relationship.
Like, I've experienced that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
The one girl is giving me stress. It's like, how do I know it's not going to happen again? This really upset me. But I just let it
flow through.
The fun things.
Yeah, yeah.
And
things run away. You don't have to necessarily go through the pain, all the terrible arguments. We have to realize, another fundamental thing that he talks about in his book, that thoughts create emotions. If I'm angry, it's because I'm having certain thoughts. And all I've got to do is recognize the thoughts flowing through me. And when I'm angry, that's not true. That's just a thought that's flowing through me. And when I'm drunk, that's not my truth. That's just a way of thinking. Okay? But the real clarity comes when we're in a happy place. So when we're in an angry place, that's not the time to be expressing ourselves. That's only going to create anger types of communication and negative types of communication. What we've got to do instead is let the negative emotions flow through us, do what we got to do to get happy again, and then get ourselves back into that happiness state of mind so that that love and intimacy can start flowing again. So it's true with Hashem, and it's true with our friendships, and it's true with the Kaddish relationships. I get these same principles of the importance of thoughts being the thing to focus on. Let's focus on happy thoughts. And so our homework is to try to get to those happy thoughts by reminding our brain, like kind of orienting our brain 3 times a day through these chazaras, through these reviews, of the importance of being happy. Everybody clear about the assignment?
Yeah.
Perfecto.